the DUP's Gregory Campbell now with us this morning. Good morning to you, Gregory.
Morning, Stephen.
So help me understand this. Earlier in the week, the DUP's position was that you were keeping your options open. Now you're saying Sinn Féin have to be kicked out of the executive. What changed? What more? What new information did you get?
No, Stephen, what happened consistently from last Thursday evening when this story first broke through Saturday with the Chief Constable and through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and yesterday was that we said we needed the maximum amount of information which allowed us then to take decisions about what we had to do. Not lack of information, which I notice others were saying they acted on. So obviously as each day goes by, we get more information. That's why we met the Chief Constable. That's why we met the Secretary of State.
And share and with us.
That's the reason we're going to meet the Prime Minister.
So share with me.
Get as much information as possible, because that's the basis on which you have to take action.
Okay, I hear that. So share with the electorate, please, the additional information that you got from the Chief Constable beyond his public statement.
Well, we have to go back and meet the Chief Constable a second time. We met the Secretary of State and she was able to provide us with additional information.
So you've had nothing new from the Chief Constable beyond a statement?
Well, other than what we were told last Saturday.
Okay.
We put a series of questions to him and we said at the time, this is not something we're saying now, we said at the time that we would be going back to him because we had some questions that we had put to him and we wanted to hear what his answers were. And we also said at the time we would then need to meet Theresa Villiers and also look for a meeting with the Prime Minister. So all of those meetings are in the pipeline.
Well, why are they in the pipeline? Because the verdict is in. Your deputy leader, Nigel Dodds, has said Sinn Féin need kicked out. They're in breach.
Well, you're assuming that that's the end of the game.
So are they in breach or are they not in breach?
Well, what Nigel said was that we have sufficient information at the moment which leads us to believe that there is a very, very strong case for exclusion of Sinn Féin. That's as a result of meetings we've had with the Chief Constable and the Secretary of State.
There's no point us arguing about it because we've got it. So let's hear exactly what Nigel Dodds said.
Well, we are already set out our position that we have met the Chief Constable. We'll be having further meeting with the Chief Constable. We're meeting the Secretary of State tomorrow and we have asked for an urgent meeting with the Prime Minister. And we're putting it up very clearly to them and to other parties that Sinn Féin are clearly in breach of their commitment to peaceful, exclusively peaceful and democratic means. They should be the ones that are punished. They're the ones that should be excluded. And that's where the action should be taken. That's the people who should be punished. Those are the people who should be out of the executive. If they fail to do that, then we're in a different situation and we will take whatever action is necessary at that stage to ensure that the integrity of government in Northern Ireland is preserved and maintained.
So I presume, Gregory, that Nigel was speaking with the authority of the party and on behalf of Peter Robinson. So you've already reached your decision. No point having any more meetings. You've reached your decision that Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive.
Stephen, what you appear to be trying to do is to say that there's some distinction between what Nigel said yesterday and what I'm saying now and what we said last week, and there's no distinction.
You said on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah, on Tuesday. Well, never. The position has been consistent since last Thursday evening.
Look, stop.
We need the most amount of information upon which we base action.
Fine. Can I just, maybe it's me. Maybe it's the end of the week. Maybe I'm tired.
Maybe that's right.
So let me just ask you the question. As we sit today, do you, Gregory Campbell, have you decided that Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive?
My view is that we have sufficient information, which we gleaned from the Chief Constable and the Secretary of State, to say that Sinn Féin should be excluded from the executive.
Okay.
But you shouldn't assume from that that's the end game. You shouldn't assume that's the end game scenario, that the game's over, that's it, pack up and go home. But that's what you see. You seem to be drawing that conclusion from that statement. That is in no way contradictory to getting the maximum amount of information.
So if it's not the end game, what is the end game? I don't understand. What would the end game be?
Well, you see, you seem to think that it's over if Sinn Féin are excluded from the executive. That appears to be the premise on which your questions are based.
Let me concentrate on why you've reached this decision about Sinn Féin. So the Chief Constable has said he accepts that they absolutely reject any type of violence. Why is that not enough?
Well, the Chief Constable has said a series of things. Let's look at what he has said. As far as he is concerned, he is convinced that at least two members of the Provisional IRA have been involved in a murder in August 2015. Not in 1998, or not 10 years ago when the IRA said that, as far as they were concerned, it was all over and they were going home. So he has said that at least two members of the Provisional IRA are involved, he believes, in a murder on the streets.
But Gregory, he's also said that he doesn't believe Sinn Féin's leadership
had
anything to do with it.
That's correct. He has done that.
So do you accept that Martin McGuinness, Gerry Adams, senior members of Sinn Féin are absolutely wedded to peace? Do you accept the Chief Constable's assessment of that?
Well, he has made an assessment and he has used a phrase to describe his view of how he estimates the Sinn Féin leadership to be reacting.
Do you accept his view?
Well, that's not a policing view. That appears to be a personal view.
Presumably it's based on intelligence.
He talked about how he viewed the senior leadership of Sinn Féin. I am more interested in how he views what happens on the ground. And he has told us about what happened on the ground. Now, the problem here is, Stephen, the worst scenario of all is that people are being murdered, and you've got to remember that. But the political fallout is this. It's not just that people have been murdered, but they've been murdered but with the involvement of people who are in an organisation that is the flip side of a political party that's in government.
So
that's the point.
Okay,
that's what differentiates this from other killings, and the Chief Constable has confirmed it to be so.
So what is the difference between the murder of Mr. McGuigan, where the police assessment is members of the IRA were involved, and the murder of Paul Quinn in 2007? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that if you go back to the murder of Paul Quinn, and I fully appreciate the family's views of these matters, but the police and the IMC said that they felt that it wasn't the work of the Provisional IRA. But set aside what they felt at the time.
Stop.
Well, that's what the IMC said.
Stop.
That is what the IMC said.
Stop.
That it was not the work of the IRA.
Stop. The Chief Constable, Sir Hugh Orde, because there's a direct parallel. You have George Hamilton saying this about Mr. McGuigan. And back in 2007, you had Sir Hugh Orde, who said there was no indication that Paul Quinn's murder was authorised by the IRA leadership, but there were, he said, IRA members involved. Why did the DUP not walk then? What's the difference?
We raised issues at the time. And I think if you go back to the debate that was conducted in the Assembly regarding that, you'll see what I and others said about it. And I'm quite happy to stand over what I said then.
But the question is, why didn't you walk?
But because the difference, Stephen, is this, and I've said this repeatedly since last Friday, that what we have now is the Chief Constable saying what he has said about those who were involved in it. In addition to that, what no Chief Constable has said previously in the past 6 years, since the IMC had their last report about the IRA withering away, the Chief Constable has said that the structures of the Provisional IRA are still intact. The command structures at a senior level are still there, and he said he didn't want to get into speculation about who might or might not be in that structure. No Chief Constable has said both those things previously, that the IRA were involved in the killing, that the organisation was still intact and the senior structures were still there. That hasn't been said. I haven't heard any Chief Constable in the last 6 years say that. The IMC said in 2009 that the structure of the IRA continued to wither away.
And what made you
years ago.
What made you think the IRA had gone away?
No, Stephen, everybody knew that members of the Provisional IRA were still about. Nobody was naively thinking that they all left Northern Ireland.
What made you think that the IRA structures had gone away?
Well, it wasn't a case of whether we thought they had gone away or not. It was the case that after the declaration, after Sinn Féin had signed up, there was a significant drop-off in terrorist activity.
Well,
a significant drop-off in
terrorist
activity.
That's still the case.
Yeah, that is right. And it has re-emerged last week.
So hold on a minute. But let's just analyse what you just said. So if the IRA existed, but there was no terrorist activity, would you be comfortable with that? Would you be comfortable working with Sinn Féin?
No. Look, what happened was, it's easy now to forget what the laborious structures that were put in place to get us to this point. Sinn Féin were reluctant, in fact, said that they wouldn't sign up to supporting police, the courts and the rule of law. They wouldn't do that way back under the old regime, post-1990. Over a period of time, even though some in the media said you'll never get them to sign up to all of that, we eventually did get them to that point. Now, at that stage, the IMC was still in place, and they issued a series of reports around the 2008 and 2009 period, which indicated that the provisional IRA was continuing to wither away. Now, unfortunately,
which means it still exists.
No, this is 7 years ago, Stephen. You know, if you're going to use a gardening analogy, if something continues to wither away, one winter should see it dead and burnt out.
Did you ever ask the Chief Constable before this week if the IRA still existed?
Well, we had no reason to do so, and we did, even though there was no reason. Some of my colleagues had tabled questions in the House of Commons asking what the activities were of the provisional IRA.
Your party's on the policing board. When you asked the Chief Constable if the IRA still existed in the past, what did he say?
No, Stephen, look, let's not try and reverse the logical sequence of events here. If the government put in place an institution like the International Monitoring Commission, and they, over a period of years, say that an organisation such as the IRA is continuing to wither away, that no Chief Constable and no Secretary of State indicate to the contrary. Why would you have to ask, has it gone, whenever everybody is saying it's not functioning, it's not there, it's withering away, and there's very little activity on the ground, until activity does occur, and then when it does occur, you then have the Chief Constable saying, well, you know, I know I never said this before, but actually they're still about, they're still functioning, and they operate for a benign purpose.
So what if,
That's not a benign purpose to ensure that they're there and place whenever somebody gets murdered.
So let's look at the reality of Northern Ireland. So the reality of Northern Ireland is that Sinn Féin have a significant mandate from law-abiding people living in Northern Ireland who want Sinn Féin MLAs to represent them, Gregory. That we can agree on, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And you have Sinn Féin, the most senior police officer in this country, is assessing that Sinn Féin is wedded to peace, that Sinn Féin is committed to peaceful political means, that Sinn Féin rejects absolutely all violence. Now, surely that means, Gregory, that you need to protect Sinn Féin from those who may want to engage in electioneering.
Well, who are you inferring is engaging in electioneering?
Those who might want to bring the whole thing down, Gregory.
And
those who might want to bring the institutions down.
And who might that be?
I'm not thinking of anyone in particular. Maybe the dissidents want to bring the whole thing down, for example.
Yeah. Yes.
So are you sure that you shouldn't be reading the Chief Constable's words when he tells you Sinn Féin are absolutely committed to peace and peaceful means? Why is that not enough?
Well, Stephen, if you have a terrorist organisation which in the past created mayhem in terms of murder and destruction on our streets, and whatever about people's interpretation of what happened as a result of that, we all know that that's a fact of what happened. Now, in the period following that, then there were ceasefires negotiated and agreed, and the whole political process followed that. Now, if you have many years after that, after people have talked about them leaving the stage, having gone away, all of that, if you have all of that done not a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, but years ago.
The question...
You know, it's 10 years since the IRA said all the command structures have been told to stand down and effectively
go away. But it's only last week that the Chief Constable is reassuring the public, including you, Gregory, that Sinn Féin is committed to peace?
At the same time, as the same chief constable says, the same terrorist organisation is still in place, its structures are still intact, and the senior command structures are still there in terms of the
Chief Constable says the IRA is no longer engaged in terrorism.
Yes, that's right. He did say that.
Do you accept that?
He also said that the organisation, the Provisional IRA, is still in place. The question for wider society is this. In 2015, do we think that's a productive way to proceed? Or do we have to say now, at this stage, that we've got to dismantle that structure, make sure that that structure is not coming back, and that would be a better basis upon which to build the progress that we've already made, taking the opportunities that we've made in the past 7 or 8 years?
What have you done in your spare time to dismantle the UDA or the UVF?
Well, I think all terrorist structures need to be dismantled. And you know, the exact same criteria would apply to loyalist paramilitaries if they got sufficient votes in the unionist community to get sufficient MLAs in the assembly to command executive places.
Exactly the same criteria
would apply to them.
You see, you know exactly where I'm going to go with this. And this is a really important question, Gregory, because people in the nationalist community need to have confidence that you are treating everyone in this country fairly, that there is no hypocrisy. So why does your party share platforms with political wings of loyalist terror groups? Why does your party do that?
Well, Stephen, I've heard you attempt to raise this in the past.
Well, let's deal with it now.
Let's try. You know, and see, when we deal with it, not as you tried to do yesterday when Nigel Dodds hadn't got sufficient time to answer it, and then you went on for 2 or 3 minutes after the 10 o'clock news on a rant about how long and how short of a time Nigel Dodds put himself up for
compared to others. Let's deal with this.
Right, yeah, but you did do that yesterday.
Absolutely did.
You did, right.
So,
okay.
Let's
deal with it. Now, see if I or any of my colleagues are invited to something on a loyalist or unionist perspective, whether it's a platform or whether it's an event or whatever, and it is something with which we fundamentally agree, whether it's Twaddell or Drumcree or whatever else, whether it's about flags, whatever it is about, I and my colleagues will go to that. Whoever else might go as well.
That's nonsense.
It wasn't that you happened to go to the same party. I'm saying that I would quite deliberately go.
No.
For example,
it wasn't just about going. You presented a united front with loyalist, the political wing of loyalist gangsters.
Well, Stephen,
that's what your party did. Stood shoulder to shoulder with the political wing of masked men who shoot people in the knees and shoot people in the head. And your party, Stephen, when it suited it, stood shoulder to shoulder with them, Gregory.
Well, Stephen, see, provocative as your questions might be, let's stick to the facts. I will go to any event that I think is worthy of support. And see if somebody says to me, well, you do understand that Mr. X or Mrs. Y is going to be there as well. I say, and? Because I have gone to many events.
It's not about going. So let me focus the question. I am putting it to you that your party, when it has suited it, has joined forces with the political frontmen of gangsters and thugs and killers.
Stephen, let me repeat again what we have said on hundreds of previous occasions. All paramilitary activity of any kind, legal or illegal, partially legal. Sometimes people engage in stuff that's not quite totally illegal, but they engage in brutality, beatings, robbery, all sorts of things. All of it, whatever its source, is to be not only to be condemned, but all of us as public representatives need to give support to the police to ensure that the people who carry that out are brought before the courts and get the appropriate justice.
You're sounding,
in front of the court.
You're sounding, Gregory, like Sinn Féin, because Sinn Féin have condemned Mr. McGuigan's murder, and Sinn Féin have appealed for those who have information about the killers to go to the police. You see, that's your problem.
Well, you see, the reason I don't sound like Sinn Féin is that I didn't need to be dragged kicking and screaming to do what I've just done.
But we are where we are.
Yeah, we are, yes, and as long as people
and
remember where they've come from...
Sinn Féin are your colleagues in government.
Yeah, they are, because they get votes.
And they are committed to peace, Gregory.
And Stephen, you know, quite often on your programme, whenever people come on and they diverge even slightly from the topic, you would be very, very quick to say, that's not the subject we're on today. Let's stick at the subject at hand. The subject at hand today is the government, future government for Northern Ireland. Now, if other parties, whether it's the Ulster Unionist Party or others, and I noticed Tom Elliott yesterday evening with your colleague on Evening Extra, Mark Carruthers, OBE, he was able to question and get some answers in terms of what basis upon which the Ulster Unionists left or are going to leave the executive. And quite startlingly, and I don't know why there hasn't been a reference to it yet, Tom Elliott confirmed that they were leaving the executive on the basis of the lack of information that they had. Now, I would have thought people take very decisive steps based on the information that they get, not because at the moment they haven't been able to get the information. You know, what you have to do is go after the information, get it, and then take your decision based on the information that
you've already made your decision.
No, we haven't. We have announced that on the basis of what we have been told...
Nigel Dodd said Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive.
And you seem to think that that's game over, even though I've told you now about three times that that's not game over.
So you might change your mind on that. Sinn Féin maybe should stay in the executive.
No, it's not a case of changing our mind. It's a case of the evidence that we have at the moment means that Sinn Féin should be excluded from the executive because of a series of things that have been said both by the Chief Constable and by the Secretary of State. Now, we've got a considerable degree of information. We now need to get some more. And then we take an informed decision.
But why do you need more information if you already feel Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive?
Because you don't take a decision on what you don't know, which is what Tom Elliott seemed to be saying last night to your colleague.
But you've already taken the decision.
What decision is it that we've taken?
You've taken a decision that Sinn Féin are in breach and should be kicked out of the executive. But you will not work with Sinn Féin in the executive. That's your verdict.
That is our view.
So what more information do you need? What are you going to do with it?
Well, what we have to do, Stephen, is to see now what happens. What is the procedure? Because the Secretary of State has some powers in this regard. The Prime Minister obviously has more powers. You examine all the options, you get as much information, and then you take your decision.
Okay, so help me with that.
You'll do it the other way around.
Okay, so help me with that. Help me understand. So if you don't get your way...
Stephen, how long have I been on your programme now this morning?
I have no idea.
Roughly.
I have no
idea. Usually, historically, you'd be able to say exactly how many minutes people have been on just before we start to complain about a shortage of time.
Help me with this. If you don't,
how long have I been on your programme?
I don't know.
You don't know, right. Well, I'm sure somebody will be able to confirm it.
If you don't get your way on excluding Sinn Féin from the executive, what happens?
According to my phone, I've been on 20 minutes.
Well, whoop the dupe. Now, if you don't get your way...
Well, Stephen, hold on. But, you know, something needs to be said to you, Stephen.
Yes.
A lot of us are exceptionally busy. Okay. I came out of a meeting to take this.
Thank you very much for doing so.
To do this call. Now, but Stephen, let me say this to you. Important business as everybody has.
Okay.
Sometimes we take time out, quite often we take time out to answer your questions in your programme. But Stephen, see the business of trying to get...
Do you need to go now?
I do need to go now.
Okay.
See when the situation requires resolution.
Yes.
Sometimes we can't put it on hold just to facilitate your program.
Have you time
to... Do you understand that?
I do.
Do you understand that?
I do, and thanks for pointing it out to me. I've just one last question. If you don't get your way on excluding Sinn Féin from the executive, what happens? Can you explain the mechanism to me?
Well, we've got to go back to the Chief Constable now to get those questions that we put to him last Saturday responded to.
What questions?
We put a series of questions.
Can you share them?
No, I can't. But we will once we get the responses. There's not much point in giving you the questions when we don't know what the answers are. So we will then get what the response is from the Chief Constable. We will see what the Prime Minister has to say. That then gives us a much more informed position upon which to take action.
But if you maintain...
And action should always be based on what you know, on what you don't know,
which is
what we were told last night on Evening Extra.
I guess I'm trying to understand the mechanism that if you maintain your position that Sinn Féin should be kicked out, but the other parties don't support that view, what will your party do? What can you do?
Well, let's see what pans out in the next few days, because we have, as I say, we have another meeting with George Hamilton, the Chief Constable, and we have a meeting coming up with the Prime Minister. That will give us a much better basis upon which to take the decisive action that needs to be taken.
You're not buying time to Peter comes home to tell you what to do?
Well, when we're in touch constantly with Peter throughout this process, why would we need to do that?
And is there anything...
Why would we need to do that?
Final question. Is there anything that Sinn Féin could do now so that you would continue to work with them in the executive?
Well, I think Sinn Féin need to do now what they should have done in the course of the last few weeks and months. Step up to the mark. And they've talked the talk, okay? But they need to walk the walk.
What does that mean?
They need to engage and tell. And first of all, they need to concede that the IRA are in existence. At the moment, they're in denial. That's the case. Then,
they can't do that if they believe it doesn't exist, can they?
Well, that's right. And then there's got to be proof then from the Chief Constable for them to say, okay, that structure in some form exists. Then they need to outline clearly what they plan to do to ensure that that structure ceases to exist. Because I presume everybody would like to get to the position where there are no paramilitary structures of any kind in Northern Ireland. The more quickly we do that, the easier it will be to move forward. And I'm going to have to go, Stephen, after 25 minutes in your programme.
Always nice to talk to you.
You see, and have a nice day.
Always nice to talk to you, Gregory. Thank you.